Welcome back, everybody, to the Dom and Colin podcast. We are here to kick off some coverage of the Challenge World Championship, also known as the Challenge Global, also known as whatever the heck you want to call it. It is the culmination of these multi-continental world championship different spinoffs of the Challenge. It's been going on for half a year now, maybe even a full year at this point. And it's now time to get all these champions and others together to have this big epic challenge season. And of course, we are going to preview this season for you here with a draft of sorts, maybe a different format, but we'll get into that. Of course, I am your host, one of your hosts, Matt Liguori, alongside Brian Scally. Scally, how are you?
Oh, hello, hello. I am good. I'm actually back here excited for a challenge season again. I feel like it is always the cycle, but here we are. And yet I have also binged two challenge seasons very recently and still am coming in with high hopes for this world season.
Wow, you really binged five episodes. Good job.
Thank you.
Five episodes season. I'm proud of you. Yeah, also binged those two seasons. We'll talk about that. But first, let's bring in our guests. One person here who has been with us for many a draft before. You know her, you love her. Welcome back, Haley Strong.
I just want to say that I have binged more challenge in the last few weeks than all of you combined. And that is not even a competition, nor is it something to be proud of.
I think it's something to be proud of because Scally and I have been doing, you know, around the year coverage, and we do need subs a lot. So
ooh, that is true. I'm not kidding. I've watched 9.5 seasons.
Ooh.
Oh, wait, no. 9.5 seasons of regular, 2 seasons of All Stars, and 1 season of Australia in the last, like, probably month and a half.
Ooh. Well, okay. Out of all of those seasons, like, do you have a standout?
Okay. So I would have to say I very much enjoyed season 2 of All Stars. Okay. And then Free Agents just always has, like, a very special place in my heart, and I enjoyed Challenge Australia more than I thought I was going to. Mm-hmm. Although I didn't finish Challenge Australia. I didn't watch the finale, and that's only because my free week of Paramount Plus ended.
That's fine. You've seen the finale a couple of other times.
Good point.
One last introduction here. Of course, joining us for the first draft here, but not the first time here on the network, talking some more challenge, it's Puya Zanvakili. Puya, how are you?
I am doing great. I'm very excited to be here. I think the challenge is one of the last shows that I've not had the privilege of being able to draft in. So I appreciate the invite. I'm excited. And can't wait to talk about all of them with y'all.
And also, did we, like, successfully jump in between the two of you, Puya and Haley, to finally get you together? Or was there something else cooking up that we don't know about?
No, this was perfect. Haley did take over the old Insta a couple weeks ago and cited me as someone she wanted to be on a podcast with on The Bachelor. Now, I don't watch The Bachelor.
Yeah, well, it's funny you said this was one of the last podcasts you haven't done a draft for. we'll talk come Bachelorette season.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. I'm in. All right.
You don't even have to watch it. You can just come talk to us about it.
Another one. Let's go. Love that. Thank you, Haley.
That's exciting.
Okay, well, we'll have to write that in the agendas because my brain is a sieve and I will forget. But I'm going to remember this one now that I've conned you into saying that you would come onto our podcast.
Looking forward to it.
We're coming off of here, the Challenge 38. All Stars 4 filmed. That's coming up, and Scally and I have recorded a draft for that already with, of course, the great Mel Got Served. But Haley, let me turn to you. How much of 38 did you watch, if any, and did you like it if you watched?
I watched the first 5 weeks.
Okay.
And the very last episode.
Wait, which, like, last episode? Honestly, there was like three, like, last episodes.
Part 3 of the finale. Like, I didn't watch part 1 of the finale. I didn't watch part 2. I literally just popped in for part 3 and called it a day. I'm having a hard time with the last couple years of the challenge being a literal 6-month season.
I was going to say, you saw most of the important parts. So.
And that's how I feel, because it's just like, there's just so much that's like, okay, like, let's get to where we're going. And that's one thing I've really been, like, noticing and enjoying about my going back to some of these older seasons is it's like a 10-episode season, and that works perfectly for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of my main takeaways from the international, specifically one of them. But we'll get there.
We'll get there. Puya, did you enjoy 38? Did you get all the way through it?
No, I also watched the first 5 weeks, but I did not watch the finale. So that's where I'm at. The thing is, I was enjoying my time with it. I was having a good time. Then I went to D.C. in November, And that week threw me off, and I was like, oh, I'll catch up. And then next week, I was like, oh, I'll catch up. Next week, oh, I'll catch up. Next thing you know, I was like 5-6 episodes behind, and then I was told, you're not going to love the new format. You're fine. I was like, okay, if you're telling me I'm fine, Scally. All right, I won't watch the show that you love so much. Okay?
Oh, my God. Calm down. I think you had dropped off right around the point. I think you might have watched more than five, because I think you dropped off right before the
pairs were split up.
Yeah, so I was like, we're in a little bit of a dry spell, but it did end up getting a little better right towards the end. And then I liked the last episode that Haley did watch. So
yeah, I think I didn't see Michelle and Jay leave. Spoiler alert. But I think I saw the episode before that.
Okay.
Well, that was where the season for me ended. So as long as we all saw.
That's kind of what I thought. I was like, you know what? I like Michelle a lot. So now I'm sad she's leaving. I tend to have those petty moments where it's like, oh, the person I like is gone. Well, I'm not going to watch this then. See how you feel about that. And obviously they don't care.
Yeah. Some shows will even be like, we're going to make this show even not fun for you by taking away live feeds and still expect you to watch.
Oh, babes. That's, you know what? Big Brother Canada.
It's another story.
She and I have been done for a while. Honestly, you know, I tried really hard to watch Big Brother this summer, and then I could not do it anymore.
Okay, but you missed a good one.
Yeah, did I? I don't care. No.
We'll talk about Big Brother later.
I feel like I missed a good finale, and that's
exactly
it.
All right, we'll get back together to cast, not BB Ken, because we're not on speaking terms, but maybe BB 25. Okay, so Scally, then I turn to you, because you said you were feeling excited for this cast. I mean, I feel the same way as we like jump into a new season, but it's only because now we have, you know, this entire field of a lot of different people and a lot of different names. It feels like there's a lot of promise and, you know, different ideas of where this could go. It's obviously always towards the end of the season when we spend 3 months with the same 10 people that it gets really tiring. But I mean, is that just where your excitement is here with all these freshish faces?
So there's a couple people here that, like, let's talk about the MTV people first, where there's a couple people that we haven't been like absolutely hit over the head with lately, a couple people coming in from All Stars. So it's interesting to like see the combination of those people. But even more, we haven't talked about the format, but it seems like the MTV people will be paired up with someone from the different like worlds cast. So they literally should not be able to be eliminated one by one by one, and we will lose like one of them and one of the MTV personalities as we go through the season. So they are forced to keep rookies all the way through, and I'm excited about that.
Yeah, for sure. That seems to be the basic format here. That it was very confusing when they first announced this, because we were like, okay, so they're taking the winners from all the seasons, and it's going to be an 8-person season. That is the world championship. That makes no sense. So obviously they had to expand it in some way, and it made sense that, you know, to see the cast as they started to get ready to depart, and it was like, all right, there's a lot of champions on here. But then names started popping up that you were like, okay, well that person certainly never won a challenge, and the way that they're branding this is as challenge legends are competing alongside pretty much winners, and not just the winners, some standouts from USA, from UK, from Argentina, and from Australia. So they really just kind of, you know, picked and chose whoever they wanted here. There's four representatives from each of those seasons, from the ones that I just mentioned. All four of those have four representatives each, which all do seem to be the two winners and just two standouts. There's at least
MVPs, they've been called
MVPs. So I mean, I guess Scally, we should also talk about, and Haley, I know, watched as well. Puya, did you watch any of the UK Australias?
No, I wasn't able to get around to watching them, despite finding out that they're not going to be as intensive as a U.S. season.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't dip my toes. If you watch parts of the U.S. season, you saw all you need to see without the swap of people, because they use the same, you know, houses, the same challenges, the same final. So a lot of repetitive stuff there. But Haley, you enjoyed, you said, at least Australia. Did you watch UK? I don't remember what you said.
I haven't watched the UK one yet. It came out like this week, right? Yeah. And I just didn't really have a chance. I'm trying to overlap my next Paramount Plus free subscription with a timeline in which I can watch a majority of these shows kind of in one go, including Are You the One and this and All Stars 4, et cetera. I'm going to try and, you know, arrange that a little bit better. But I did see the UK cast and I did recognize quite a few people. Some people I was excited about, some people I was not excited about, but I am looking forward to going back and watching that 5-episode season, question mark.
It was obviously quick. 5 episodes is very quick for a challenge season, but comparing it to like 38, where 5 episodes was the length of, you know, the beginning of the final to the end of the reunion, I'll take it. Expedited. It was, you know, very Celebrity Big Brother-esque of like just get in, get out. So I really didn't mind it. Australia was 10 episodes, and I thought that that was a lot of fun. Haven't been able to get our hands on Argentina yet, so we'll see how that goes. But Scally, what have you, your thoughts been?
Yeah, so I think Argentina is getting added to Paramount Plus in April for anyone who wants to watch it. So after Worlds is my understanding, but not able to get to that one. UK, I showed up knowing literally half of the cast between watching Love Island, Geordie Shore, Big Brother UK, etc. So I knew 8 of the people, and it still was just too short for me, where like the people that I knew I enjoyed, but anyone that I did not know, I feel like I couldn't tell you one single thing about them. So it was fine for UK, enjoyable enough. It was like Champs vs. Pros Lite almost even. And then for Australia, I think that's like the actual perfect point of 10 episodes. We got to know these characters. There were like Alliance versus Alliance in the house. There was like a lot of fun personalities.
We got confirmed coitus.
There was confirmed coitus. So definitely preferred the Australia season, even though there was some controversy that they just decided to edit out and look over. But otherwise, I thought Australia was really strong.
Okay. Also, is Scally cutting in and out for everybody or just me?
Ooh.
Just you.
Okay. Because it looks like it's getting like he's getting picked up on my recorder, but not getting picked up. Maybe my headphones suck. I don't know.
I seem to hear him okay.
Okay. That's all good. Right. So I'm just going to assume that Scally said that he loved everything about all the seasons. And
yeah. I mean, you know, there was small problems, but they just decided to ignore that.
Okay. I have a quick question that I don't think you'll know the answer to, and maybe you will. Okay. So did they film the UK season looking for TV5 episodes, or did they think they're going to get a bigger episode order and just had to condense it?
I presume so, considering like there was one elimination every episode and like the exact right number of cast members. So
okay. It
seems like it was the episode order, but I did think it was weird. Like, we showed up with 16 people, and so it feels like it's not that much smaller than a regular cast.
No, yet, not really.
You know? Like, a little bit, but not like considerably to have 5 episodes versus, like, a 37-episode order on MTV. So definitely seemed odd, but even still, it was just, like, not enough time to get to know everyone.
I could be purposely spreading misinformation on the internet, but I heard something about the UK season filmed like as the Queen died.
I don't know.
And that potentially, I don't know, things were hectic over there. I'm really not sure.
Like half the cast dropped out?
Maybe. I'm really not sure. That's just something that I read on the internet, so I decided to regurgitate onto this podcast here. Either way, yeah, a very short season, a very quick watch that's now on Paramount Plus if anyone wants to check it out. So, I mean, I guess long story short, this whole draft podcast here is going to contain spoilers for those seasons. If that is something that you're holding off on because you want to, or you're holding off and wanting to know because you want to watch these seasons, pause, come back, or just come along for the ride. It's, you know, 5 episodes, you'll find out what's going to happen anyway. But yeah, what else? What else do we need to set up here?
I guess when we're looking at this cast, I know we haven't gone through them yet, but for anybody on the MTV side or on the world side, is there anyone that you wish was here but was not, or surprised is not here?
So, Haley, you take that first. Anybody from Australia that you were looking for?
I'm a big Brooke girly, so I would have loved to see her. Mm-hmm. She made it pretty far. I loved the guy who was on MasterChef.
Yeah, Connor was so funny.
Yeah, I love those are my two favorites, and I'm a little sad to not see them here. But when you're only getting 4 spots per country, and 2 of those are just the winners, I mean, what are you gonna do? But I think, who was it? What's her name? Kiki winning that season is hilarious to me. But she's also she's also really funny. Right? Mm-hmm. Like she wasn't embroiled in that scandal you were talking about, right?
No, Kiki was not. That was other side of the house.
I mean, yeah, no, I'm definitely sad that Brooke's not here. would have absolutely loved to have some Australian Survivor representation on like what feels like a main show season of the challenge.
Oh, sorry, I meant Bachelorette Brooke.
Well, I meant Australian.
I meant Survivor Brooke, not Survivor Brooke.
That was a very interesting dynamic for the season of like the Bachelor people versus everybody else.
I thought so too. Like, and that made me wish, like, and I know it's on a different network, so they're not going to get those people. Mm-hmm. But I think it would have been fun to see some of the Bachelor US contestants on the Challenge USA. But we're not going to get that. And Love Island had to be our fill-in for that.
No, it's happened very sparingly, but could be more fun.
We're instead expecting, US.
Oh, I forgot. Who was the Bachelor contestant Chase. On?
I could not have pulled that.
The silence.
He hooked up with Nani, right?
He did.
Oh my God. What a throwback. Honestly, I try to forget all of the men who were on JoJo's season for obvious reasons, but.
Good call.
Boy.
So. Yeah. I was upset to see not have Brooke J here, and from the UK. I'm forgetting her name. I can very easily look. But Scally, who, I told you I was. Was it Arabella? Yeah.
Yeah, Arabella.
I thought she was a very good competitor. I liked her and AJ in the final. I was kind of rooting for them, but I liked almost everybody that was in that final.
I think they were solid enough. I think that's another criticism of mine for the UK season is it really heavily focused on the men's side of the house. So I don't really feel like I got to know the women almost at all on the UK season. But as far as Australia, I really liked Marley. I don't think he made it far enough, maybe like an alternate position for him. And I liked Megan, but I think Megan actually did get a not great medical diagnosis. So hoping for the best for her, but seems pretty tough. Puya, anyone from MTV that you're surprised not to see?
I mean, listen, maybe I wouldn't have been surprised on anything, but then I see who they brought in. And that's what leads me to be questioned, you know? So it's like specifically looking at like the Challenge USA, which was the one on CBS. I'm surprised Tyson isn't involved here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like the first glaring, like, why is, you know, Michelle someone who's very popular now, not just from the Survivor side, but also on the Challenge side. So why is she not involved? And there's definitely more. I don't want to like spend time talking too much about how many people are not there.
Sure,
but again, it's more so like we'll get to when we're drafting them. I'm like, why are you here?
Yeah, the thing for the USA season is I think they did have difficulty finding people to say yes.
That was going to be my question too, is like as much as I like Justine, I'm thrilled she's here. How many people on both the men's and women's side said no?
So I can next to guarantee that Tyson and Angela said no. I don't think that they had a very great experience.
That sounds about right.
With the challenge, so I'm pretty sure that happened. I mean, on the men's side, I know that Kyland was also like an alternate for men's USA, so I really don't know who. Like, are you going to Enzo and Dom?
Oh like... my God, I forgot Enzo was on that season. That whole season was an absolute fever dream. Talk about a show in which I was starting to get annoyed with what was happening, so I just gave up. And poor Ethan, my poor husband, he gets so invested in these shows, and then I go, nah, I'm not watching this anymore. And he's like, are you serious? Like, I need to watch it. That's why he stopped letting me watch Big Brother, because he's like, I get invested and you give up and I didn't want to watch it.
On the women's side, like Kayla and Desi were really good, but I don't know if they just wanted like Justine placed, you know, she was doing really well in that final. So I think
Justine is the right choice from the women's side.
I like her. Yeah, definitely. She's my personal choice. I think the one that I'm the most surprised not to see here is CT.
Oh,
yes. CT and also, I mean, I know that this is like a different world that we kind of are re-entering now, having like, I'll say her name, Cara Maria, back on All Stars. But the fact that like they called her one season after this big global championship is kind of, you know, interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could go like Cara, Laurel, like a few other people. So that's fair.
And I had to step away for a second, but I don't know if you guys mentioned Devin. I did not. Devin apparently was an alternate on this season, and like obviously does not seem that he was used.
That's tough, being the winner and then coming in having to be an alternate.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know, do they get like a little bit of a paycheck to be an alternate?
I assume so. They get paid for the
surely,
time.
Surely, right? They get flown out and stuff. Yeah.
I mean, they could be like in that hotel room for weeks waiting.
Yeah.
and then they get like free vacation, or do
they
just do
so.
It on their own? I don't know.
I would assume.
Because I was doing a deep dive on Heather Cook's Instagram, and it looks like she was an alternate for like All Stars 1 or something like that, and they were all like having a great vacation while that was happening.
Yeah. Okay. Does that? Should we get into this cast and do some drafting
works
here?
For me.
Okay, so we're going to do this a little different. We're going to, instead of doing just a regular old draft that we do, you know, season in, season out, we're going to change this up and do a confessional draft. So that is as clear as it sounds, where we are going to be drafting who we think will eat up all the TV time and be getting the most confessionals throughout the season. Of course, that will be a factor of, you know, who do we think will be lasting the longest. You're not going to pick somebody that you think will go home first or second as somebody to be on your team if you can avoid it, because they won't be around long enough to get all the confessionals. So this is certainly a draft that avoids us having to talk about Casey within the first four picks. So that's exciting. The only thing that we need, I guess, is an order. And Scally, do you have a random.org kind of deal?
I don't have it open yet, but I can open that up. Seems like the fairest way. Let's see.
And what else? I mean, I don't know how we can incorporate Haley's coitus points into a confessional situation, but
if they've admitted they did it in a confessional, then you get a bonus point.
So that'll be interesting. I mean, Haley, Jordan, Tori, Naya, what, you know?
Oh, there's a lot of interestings here.
Mm-hmm. All right. I do have a list when we're ready.
Okay.
All right. Ready. So, gonna go ahead and let the rookie go first. Puya is in the first position over on the draft board. Now, according to the randomizer, it has put me second, Ligori third, and Haley fourth.
I hate this for me.
I don't mind that, like, you know, putting myself on the corner. So I'm a little jealous.
You want to trade?
Ooh, are we allowing it?
I don't, like, what does it matter? What are we doing this for?
who's gonna say no? That's the question.
Approved. I'll take it.
All right. Okay, so am I second?
Haley
then?
Second.
Oh, great. I like being second.
Perfect.
And then we will have
two leftover.
Two leftover, not drafted. Right?
Haley.
Yeah.
You want to be first?
Ooh.
No, I don't want to be first.
Why? Why? What's wrong with being first?
I like being second because it's close enough to the top that I get who I want, but then I
Who's
don't.
Who's number one on your board?
Don't worry about it. Then I don't have to wait six whole picks to come back to me. Actually, I don't know what the math is, but there's math there, and I don't feel like doing it.
Matt, do you want first?
See, I mean, I know who I would have picked first, but then, you know, that's a lot of picks until it gets back to me. And I'm actually just really curious how you're going to go with this, Puya, so I want you to be first.
All right.
Trial fine. By fire, newbie.
I'll be first. Oh, God. Okay, are we kicking it off?
We're ready to go. We have, for anybody that's listening at home and not looking at this draft board I put together 5 minutes before we got on here.
It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, thank you so 5 minutes. Much.
I even got the color coordinating in at the last second. So we have four from each USA, Argentina, Australia, and the UK. And then the rest of the people on the board here are from just the regular challenge and some people that we haven't seen in a while, some people that have been on every season lately, some all-stars. So it's a big mix of people. We're going to get into it. Puya has the first pick in this most confessionals draft.
Oh, I hate it. I hate being first here. Let me tell you why. Because the one I want to pick, I'm not going to pick. I'm going to end up picking someone that I potentially didn't want to pick. I didn't expect to pick. I think I'm going to go with Bananas here. I know that he could, you know, get ousted early potentially, but also he's like the most winningest. This is a season. It's their like first global season. He's the face of the franchise. They're going to feed him a lot of lines. He's going to talk about how none of these people know what they're doing. He's going to talk about how we're going global, blah, blah, blah. So to me, it makes sense to go Bananas first. Again, he could go out in the first or two episodes because of his like huge threat level. But I'm going to go Bananas, even though I'm not quite happy with the choice.
I think that's a great choice, honestly. The dude basically has an executive producer credit at this point.
Right.
Like, so he is going to get minimum like five confessionals per episode, like guaranteed.
Yeah. Even if he goes home first, he's getting 30 confessionals. Like, that's the thing.
Stat stuffer, yeah.
Like, you guaranteed yourself at least like a midway through the season level of confessionals with bananas.
Yeah.
This also feels like, just to get into the game of it all, this feels like a great setup for him. He's coming out of 38 with like a bunch of these, you know, the same people. Like, people just gave him, what was it, $38,000 in the final, like the people that won that season, which I don't know if I'm breaking any news to Puya, if you didn't watch the final, that Tori and Devin just handed all the rest of the finalists $38,000, including bananas, which is
like from their prize pool.
Yes. They wanted to start there, or continue this tradition that apparently Casey and CT started the season before, when producers forced them to make this decision. So that's what happened there. So Bananas has friends right now, is what I'm getting at. Plus, yeah, he has a couple of he has Wes, his BFF, who he's been making phone calls to back and forth for a couple of seasons. So I think he's got some numbers on his side for sure.
I will say, apparently Devin asked if he could give Bananas $38,000 to Sarah Rice, since he stole her money back in the day, but TJ did say no.
Oh.
That is so funny.
Low blow.
Devin will always be my favorite toxic man, and I cannot help it. I'm so sorry.
It's fair.
We all get at least one problematic fave. Yeah, no, I'm with you with Devin being that one. So yeah, Bananas, I think, is certainly a good first pick there, Puya. I don't know who else you were debating. Maybe you can tell us later. But hard to not pick the producer of the show.
Yeah. To me, this was the minute I got first. I was like, I know who I'm picking. I didn't expect to get first. So I didn't expect to get to pick Bananas. But I will tell you who I wanted to pick when they inevitably get picked in the next three rounds or there next three picks.
All right. Well, not much explanation needed here as to why somebody would pick Bananas to get a lot of confessionals. So I guess we can move on to the next pick, which, how did this trade work out? Who's next, Haley?
Haley's second.
Yeah, and so I'm glad that you picked Bananas first, because he was who I was waffling between, and I was going to go with this other person anyway, but I would have felt a little guilty about it. Not guilty, but like would have doubted myself a bit. So I'm glad you took Bananas just to make it easier for me. I am taking Wes because
That's what I wanted second. I knew it. I had the exact same feeling in my stomach, Haley. That's why I was like, just give me second, because then I can get Wes with no stress. That's how I was feeling. So now I'm going to sit here bitter for the rest of the draft. Thank you.
Because he's also has an executive producer credit. He, not even a competitor on this past season, got more screen time than Casey's brother, who was a competitor on this season and made it decently far.
Who?
Exactly.
Yeah. I have to call him Casey's brother, because I could not for $500 tell you what his name was.
Was it Ken?
Ooh, there
Ken,
you go.
Good one. Okay, but I was never going to get there. So Wes, I think it's an obvious choice. He's super smart. He knows how to talk to the camera. He's fresh off a win in All-Stars 3. Like, I think that's just, I think he's an obvious choice, and I would be, according to Puya, dumb if I didn't take him here.
I did not say that. Don't you be putting words in my mouth, but love the pick. Can't go. I'm supporting your team now, okay?
Thank you. Many people, you know what? I usually leave these drafts absolutely losing the actual draft, but coming out with the favorite team.
That's true.
The only like main reason I think I'm like disappointed Devin's not here is because, like, now that he's friends with Bananas, and now that we just saw him win a challenge modeling his game off of a West type of game, I would have loved to see the three of them interacting together. And I don't know that that's going to happen on like 39. It doesn't seem like, you know, West and Bananas are always around together.
I feel like if we got the three of them in the same room together, we'd girl boss too close to the sun.
Yeah, that's the thing, is it's like, wow, I wonder what it's like to watch them all work together, like torture. That's what it's like. No thank you.
But like, I would have to imagine, I mean, well, okay, maybe I don't have to imagine, because Devin and Bananas just work together all the way to the end, but like, can all three of them work together all the way to the end? Yes. Or are two of them teaming up on the other?
There's a lot of ego.
A lot of ego. And Jordan's there too. Like, there's a lot of ego.
We shall see. Well, we would've.
But yeah, no, that's a great back-to-back pick. Bananas and West dominating screen time. Who, you know, could ever be surprised that that is a possibility and probably realistic. So Bananas off the board, West off the board, and I'm up third, I believe. I'm going to take a woman off the board because somebody has to draft a woman around here. And
how dare you? How dare you?
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't be like, oh, good picks, but then also sexist.
I'm just saying. I'm drafting a woman and nobody else did yet.
Wes is probably going to be the only man I draft, and you know that.
I do know that. I'm taking Tori Deal. I'm taking our reigning main challenge champion. Just looking around at the women here, there's one or two other women that I think could be in the spot of like leading woman on the season. But I think that Tori has really taken over that role. It's, you know, a role that like Kara had for so many years. I think Cam has whenever Cam's around. And right now it just looks like that's Tori's spot, and I feel pretty good about the pick.
Yep. So there goes my top three picks in order off the board.
Well, the corner, how do you like that draft now?
Yeah. You know what? You like the trade? I get my fourth and fifth pick, so I feel okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is like when I was giving up second to go to third, I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm giving up these three exactly in order.
Yeah.
So is what it is. But I think great pick.
Yeah, and you know, Haley, to get back to this, Jordan, Tori, Naya, they're all here in the same season. And, you know, as long as they make it past episode one, the entire screen, like all of the screen time will be about the three of them living in the same house together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should be interesting.
Puya, have you watched any of the All-Stars?
That's the ones on Paramount Plus exclusively.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have not.
Well, do you know like the whole like Jordan and Naya of it all since they've been back together?
No, so I know the Jordan and Tori of it all, but where does Naya fit into all this? Give me the lore.
Scally.
So way back in the day, Jordan and Naya did not get along, famously, aggressively.
Ooh, so, I think I've seen that.
Yeah, and Eesh. Then all of a sudden they started posting, like, we're best friends and we love each other, everyone thought they were hooking up. Then Jordan and Naya come on to All-Stars and definitely were hooking up, played like it was for the first time. Don't believe that was the case. So now we have Jordan and Naya and Tori all in the house, and that's going to be interesting because I don't know if Jordan and Naya are still hooking up, if they will rekindle things, considering Jordan on season 38 with Nerisse, but definitely going to be a dynamic worth watching.
It's going to be a mess. I mean, we just had a whole season 38, that was like so centered around the Jordan and Tori relationship, and their little previews that they had on YouTube of like, you know, get to know the legends. Both of them mentioned, you know, what they've been going through to get here and this relationship and how it's progressed. And they are coming out of 38 with a friendship and a working relationship together within this challenge world. So, you know, they're going to be linked together, but Jordan and Naya were hooking up on the last season, and they do seem to be very good friends. So I don't know what we're going to get. I'm hoping it's not the same kind of exact repeat of like Tori, Jordan, and Nerisse that we just had watched. But just, you know, now having Naya here instead, I truly don't know what to expect, but I just know it's going to be a mess. So Tori is getting confessionals throughout all that. So
yeah,
there's that.
That's a good call, yeah.
It's true.
All right. Scally, pick four.
All right. I'm going to go ahead, mentioned already, but I think a definitive top four picks here. Give me Jordan.
I feel like I gave you an answer.
Enjoy.
Because you obviously never would have thought of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, was fourth on my board. I feel
number one
like
in your heart.
Chill there, Nelson fan. yeah, I don't know. I like don't love Jordan, but guaranteed confessionals, guaranteed to do well in dailies, eliminations, etc. So I think he'll be sticking around for a little while. I feel, you know, good about Jordan's chances on this season.
I'm devastated to say that Jordan's looking really good in that cast picture.
Yeah, because he finally has a weird mullet cut. Like, nothing killed my sex drive like Jordan's mullet.
yeah the mullet's gone, he looks good. Okay. Puya, what are you thinking about Jordan?
He was replaced as my toxic fave by Devin.
Both work.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with the pick. I think it's a good pick. Now that I know even more insight to the lore, Jordan is the connection between Tori and I, so possibly top of the triangle in the storyline, so probably gets more confessionals out of the three maybe, and then on top of like, you know, someone who's played many, done a lot, been here for a long time. So it's a good pick. It's a good pick for fourth. But Let it be known, Scally asked to be in fourth so he could have Jordan on his team.
Oh, my God. Let's I could have done that at second.
Yeah, but you know we would have questioned it even more so. That's so you're true, like, if I put it four, no one would think twice. You can't fool us.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously this we're also factoring in longevity in the game. Jordan is one of the, if not, you know, arguably the best competitors that this show has ever seen. Three wins in a lot less seasons than Bananas and West both have. This guy always is here to compete. He doesn't have a partner this season. Well, actually, I have no idea who his partner is going to be, but he doesn't have Anissa. So I can't imagine anybody on this board of champions and MVPs dragging him down in the way that Anissa did in 38. So he is just automatically set up for success from how I see it.
Yeah, that's how I agree. I just feel like he could end up with basically any woman on the board and be fine, which I don't feel like that for every competitor.
Yeah, I almost regret the fact that we're doing, yeah, this is my idea, confessional based, because this was, like, I just need to point out, like, how strong of a field this is. We would have been in, like, the, you know, back half of the draft in, like, the last couple of rounds still picking strong players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely true.
So. That's why this is fun.
Thank you, Haley. Appreciate
it. You're welcome. I love it. I love it. I'm here for it.
Scally, pick number five.
All right. Someone who I feel like is not a great confessionalist, but still I think we'll get a good number. I think is very competitive. I'm going to take Jody off the board.
Wow.
Jody. Okay.
Yeah.
The exact person who this draft benefits from, because when we were potentially going to draft the other way, she was at the bottom of my board. Looking at the fields of competitors here, I have her really kind of far down the list. Not because I think she can't compete, but because, like, who is she playing with?
Yeah, that's fair.
I find Jody and Emily so, so similar, too. They look similar. Their vibe is similar. And, like, so when I was watching Australia, I kept thinking it was Jody and, like, getting confused as to who belonged where.
That's fair. No, I don't know. I think Jody, that's a good point of, like, who is Jody working
with. You already took her. You cannot take that pick back.
I'm not taking it back. Fifth on my board. She's sticking there.
Tell me more about Jody as someone who is not familiar with Jody's body of work.
Okay. So Jody has only recently been back on All Stars 2, where she basically dominated on the women's side right up until just before the final. She definitely has size on a lot of the women. She came back after not having been on the show in a number of years, but just someone who I think could still be pretty competitive to this day. So being that, like, if Jody gets paired up with any of the men on the other side, I'm going to feel pretty good about that team. I don't know that she has storyline, but did have enough, like, didn't have a ton of storyline on All Stars 2 and still managed to get a bunch of confessionals anyway. So I feel good enough about Jody.
Yeah. I can see her being a big presence when she's around, because she is a little bit older than a lot of the other people around. Not a lot older, but just enough to the point where I feel like she could fill that kind of like Anissa spot in confessionals of like commenting on what all the kids are doing in like a very, you know, narrator type of way. So I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. It's weird because I do find her boring, but it's fine. We'll see how she does.
Definitely not the most exciting, but that's...
I was going to say, we all find her boring. That's why you heard the silence when you picked her.
Oh!
All right. I'm up next, right? No. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You know, it's so interesting because I was like, men get a lot of confessionals, and I really could see myself picking a man here, but...
Why don't you just pick a man? Just go for it, see what happens.
I don't know which one... looks like the next most promising. This is just a very interesting or different way of drafting. My brain is processing it as we go.
Different, yeah.
It's crazy. I think I'm actually going to dip into international here.
Ooh.
And so far we've been all on the MTV side. And I want to go with somebody who I had high up on my draft board as I think could do very well in the season from a physical standpoint after watching him compete on the Challenge Australia. And I think he had a good personality. I think he was, you know, very lovable, I guess you could say. I'm taking Troy.
Okay, good. I like him. I enjoyed him.
So, Troy and Tori. I'm just, you know, keeping him in the same family of letters. I thought he was fun. And not to give away my strategy a little bit too much here, but I feel like we got to get some international picks early here because, you know, they're gonna want to use those accents as much as they can.
Yes.
So
I agree with that.
So that was feeding into it a little bit, and that's it. Troy was a fun watch. I wasn't expecting the win there. I thought that the other representative on the male side from that season was the winner of that season while I was watching it, but yeah.
Yeah, I think you're spot on the accent. I think the fact that this is called global means that they're going to definitely use different people for confessionals mm-hmm. and try and put more of them there. On top of that, I think also having the winner is a great choice because having the winner means that you're guaranteed confessionals where they're talking about their season, how they won. Because
yeah.
I'm sure there's going to be some flashbacks to their season and stuff like that. So I think you get a double header pick with this with Troy. So I think it's a great choice.
Much appreciated. Yeah,
I'm sad. I should have gone there. I just like didn't. I don't know why. I was you're
blinded by Jordan.
Oh my god! Let's call a spade Jordan, a spade. Oh my god! You picked bananas number one.
You said it was the right call. Don't backtrack.
Yeah. So sad to lose Troy. Definitely number one on my board on the other side. So
what's the other? Oh, the other like
the non-MTV.
The other side of the world.
Yeah. I mean, we're still like in doing that. There is a slight chance two of these people we think are going to go home in. What like a purge right before the actual challenge begins. So taking any picks over there do seem a little riskier. There's not 16 MTV people to be paired up with. There are only 14. So I assume two of them will be getting the boot, but I don't think that's going to be Troy.
I hope not. That just seems like the most likely outcome of what they would do. It'd be weird if it was like, you know, Troy and Emily are paired up just because there's no MTV people left. Like, I don't know what sense that would make. And the whole point is that like they're here to compete with the MTV legends. So I can very easily be, you know, see them doing some kind of like earn your place in the game type deal, even though they already, a lot of them won. But I mean, that's what they should have done. They should have done some kind of like, you know, all the MVPs have to compete or they should do that if they maybe, I don't know, but we'll see. Okay. Haley, you're up with your next pick.
I'm thrilled this person fell back to me. I almost took them as my number one pick, but I thought if I was just patient, they would come back to me. I'm going with Jhené. She has won two seasons in a row. She's a great confessionalist. I think she's probably the best politicker on the board from the women's side, at least. And like, I don't think I ever appreciated Jhené enough in her original run through the challenge, and she is just absolutely blossomed on All Stars, and I think that's gonna carry over into the Worlds.
Amen. I was either between Troy or Jhené.
Yeah, she like leads the confessionals on every All Star season she's on basically now. Has proven to be very competitive over there. I'm curious to see now that she's thrown in back with a lot of the MTV people, the international cast, how she does. But definitely was coming up on my board.
Yep. Puya, you're missing out on these All-Star seasons and watching Jhené dominate good. The game.
How many episodes are each of them?
Like 10. 8 to 10.
Yeah. Oh, I could do that.
There you go.
I'll dip in.
Really should.
You probably even skip season one, honestly. Just go right to season two. I love the way she talks about the game. I think she has a really fantastic grasp on what's going on. And I think she's going to be protected by a lot of people because, like, I think even though she just won, I don't think anyone is still looking. Like, I don't think people look at Jhené as an actual threat, even though she is.
See, I'm curious. I could see, like, your first pick on the board there, Wes, looking at Jhené and being like, this is my social threat. Like, this is who is on the other side of the house and could be gathering people together, and I want to be the one gathering them.
Yeah, or they could gather together.
Well, sure. I think that while he is working with, like, we named a lot of people that we think that, like, Wes and Bananas are probably going to be working with. And I don't know if Jhené is, like, high up on that list.
But also,
don't they need a woman to, like, come along with them?
You would hope so, but I don't know that given their strategies in the past.
I mean, Bananas is going to have the Tori and Casey, you know, duo by his side. And if he pulls Wes in, then that's going to be, you know, the group. But I mean, Wes and Jhené are potentially winners of a season. Sure. I don't want to spoil Puya. in recent times, and that, you know, certainly could be some kind of bonding factor. I don't know how strongly they were playing that game together, but you know, all stars are all stars. It's hard to tell, you know, exactly where all the dynamics fall. Or maybe it's not. Maybe I'm just so used to like the Tori and Casey vacation group that it's like, if I don't see this group coming back season after season, I don't know if you're actually in alliance with each other. But Jhonnae is super strong, super, you know, underrated after even after, you know, coming and winning twice there. I do think that she has so much going for her. In a row. I think she has so much going for her.
It's crazy. And she was... And it's not like she was going up against a bunch of jabronis on the women's side. Like, truly. Mm-hmm. Like, she had competition.
For sure.
And she has, I mean, you probably would say even more intense competition here. Not probably. I would say definitely. Yeah. You know, you have a lot of the people that have been on the main show. You have winners of the international season. So there's a lot of winners out here. These all-star seasons, the main challenge seasons have not, you know, been focusing on bringing all these winners together. So, you know, as much as we can joke about there's people here that haven't been winners before on the show, there are a lot here. So it's going to be a pretty tough competition. And that's, to me, like my biggest excitement factor of this season. And seeing all of these Titans go head to head. So Jhonnae is now one of them. Puya, you're up for back-to-back picks.
Back-to-back is tough, you know, especially knowing that then I'm not going to be seeing much of the board until a little later. But I think what I'm going to end up doing here, Matt, is I'm going to ride out with your logic of picking Troy and take a couple international off the board while I have the chance. Mm-hmm. Now, meaning, and I'll tell you this part for free, and then we'll talk about each one by one. I'm going to pick one from the Australian side, and I'm going to pick one from the UK side. So I'm going to go with Kiki next.
I hate you. I hate you.
Okay.
I hate you. I hate you.
Great. That's a fantastic.
You know you could have had my draft pick, right? You know you could have been first, but you chose not to. Anyway.
Scally,
right.
She wasn't coming back to you.
I know.
Okay, so this is fun for me, because Kiki, I'm picking knowing that she wins one, mm-hmm. and also not knowing how she gets there, but also hearing in the pre-show that y'all vibe with Kiki, good to know. Also, also, there is a Danny McRae on the show and a Kiki on the show. If there's not a segment talking about the name Kiki and Kiki's not involved, we'll see. I feel good about this pick. I really do.
Yeah, she was a standout. She was a good personality, just not somebody that I ever saw coming when it came to that final, coming out and pulling the win. I mean, I was certainly rooting for somebody else in that final there, being our Australian survivor, Brooke J. But she is great, I thought, and will be a lot of fun on this cast.
Oh, she's so funny. She's likable. I think she has stories. I think that she'll be like a go-to for confessionals. I think she could end up with the wrong partner and just like, or I could even see her getting like screwed in the purge. So I was a little hesitant to go too high with Kiki, but I like her so much. I really hope that she sticks around and does well here.
Well, I feel good about this decision then. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good pick.
All right. Next pick is a little bit of a, I don't know how I feel about it, if I'm being very honest with you, because I'm not dipping into, I'll just go ahead and say it. I'm going to pick Theo here. I'm going to pick Theo here. Here's the reason, right? We talk accents. Yes, good. We're talking global. You're going to want to put, you know, different sides of the world on the screen. Yes. Theo benefits from both being from not the U.S. and also having some history on the challenge regular, meaning that I assume that they could go to him a little bit more because he's established already with the audience that would be watching just MTV regular and not really dipping their toes into the other content. So it's a bit of a gamble pick, this one. I'm not going to lie to you. But also, if Theo ends up in a couple eliminations, not really, you know, having a good time there, eliminations, just win one of them, and I'm guaranteed at least like a handful of confessionals out of you. Yeah. So I'll take it.
You're also guaranteed some breakup confessionals because him and Kaz had like a pretty interesting relationship. IRL.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Ooh, what does interesting mean? Good interesting or eek interesting?
I'm not like totally sure of the specifics, and I can't even quite remember if they got together on their season of Love Island or if it happened afterwards. But they were a romantically involved couple, of which they are no longer.
Yeah. So you're telling me there's a triangle possibility here if Theo's looking at someone else.
Yeah. And is Theo a dad
Not that I know of.
Another question.
A dad or a daddy?
Dad. A dad. Another question meant with love. Does he have both eyes?
He does have both eyes, and they are both working.
Okay. Oh. You know what? That's great for him.
Yay.
Is the other one... Okay, so Theo, we have not seen Theo in a while. Since Theo mm-hmm. has been on, Theo did have an injury to one of his eyes, a cork bottle across the club.
Champagne bottle thing? Yeah.
Not fun. And so that kept him off of the challenge regular. I believe he was not getting approved by insurance over there to be back on. So I know that he was definitely having struggles. I don't know that there – I have not been on the Theo train in a little while, so I don't know if it's back to 100%. I don't know if the – insurance is different on Global and that's why he got approved, or if they said we'll pay a premium because his ex Kaz is going to be here. So interesting to see Theo back. I think super competitive. I do worry that he is going to be a prime target for the Bananas West Jordan side of the house, being that he is super competitive and does not have the relationships of some of the other guys. So a little worried for him there.
Or is it that they just don't value their challenger's eyes anymore at all? They tried to take Olivia's away from her in this past final, and now, you know, doesn't matter if Theo is good or not.
God,
we'll
get there on the reunion podcast.
So Theo, it's so interesting to me that Theo is back in this spot, like not on 39, like just in this global, you know, championship situation. He is, you know, pretty obviously the person on this entire cast who has played the longest ago. You know, everybody else has played a lot more recently than him. If you like added everybody else's seasons that they've played since we last saw Theo, like the number could be triple digits of the amount of time, like, honestly, since Theo last played. So it's been a while. I don't think that means like, oh, he's, you know, out of the game by any means. He's been eager to get back into it ever since he left, even after the injury. I remember seeing him posting on social media things that like he was trying to like instigate things with current challengers, trying to get him get his name back in there. And I don't know if that worked or if, you know, like you said, Scally, just the Kaz of it all maybe could be a factor in it. But Theo is somebody who I once said in like his second season, I want to say I made a call, this man's going to win a challenge someday. And then he got hurt. So that kind of put a damper on that. But I still think that that very much could be the case. I don't know if it's this one, because I do agree with you. The Bananas, Jordan, West of it all will probably have their eyes. Oop, that's a bad.
Go on him.
They will have their eyes on him. And so I don't know if this is the exact season that he's going to come back in and get that win. But I still think that if he is back in the mix and competing going forward, I think he has it in him for sure.
Can I quick segue and ask about somebody who we haven't seen in a minute?
Okay.
Who's that? Just picking Theo brought this to mind. Why is Kyle not back on the screen?
He had baby.
Oh, is that the only reason?
I did deep dive into Theo's Instagram, and he did have a baby.
Oh.
Okay.
So the baby storyline?
Baby confessionals?
That FaceTime, that'll happen.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Kyle, I mean, Pui, if you can believe it, Kyle's only been gone for one season. That's it.
No.
Like it's been forever.
It's been one season.
Well, one season is 8 months these days.
You are lying, right?
Nope, not lying.
Wow.
Okay, he'll be back.
Come back.
He will be, I'm sure. Yeah, he had, I think the baby was born like right, either as they were filming, like starting filming, or maybe right before filming happened. So it was just like, you know, he certainly could have gone, but after doing 8 in a row, it's like, all right, maybe just chill home with your family while...
He was already debating that, so...
Yeah. Miss that guy. All right, anything else on Theo? Anybody? Otherwise, Haley's up with the next pick.
I want Justine.
I regret this now.
Yeah, I know. I think it's for the same reasons as like you guys were starting to take people off the international board, and sure, she's not technically one of the international competitors, but she is coming from the Challenge USA. But I think she has a great chance to ingratiate herself with the group in a way that I don't think Sarah, Ben, or Danny are going to be able to do, frankly.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. I like that.
And I think she's so fun and interesting and bubbly, and she got a lot of confessionals in her season.
And she has like the Love Island background that she can kind of like talk to Theo and Kaz about. Like, I think she is really great at making connections, and I'm so thrilled she is back here. I was worried that we were never going to see her again, and hopefully this is a good way to maybe transition her into Challenge proper, maybe. So that would be nice.
Yeah, I have to hope that she's learned from her last time around. I mean, the BB and Survivor people on that season that came out of that season were all like, yeah, the Love Islanders had no idea what they were doing. They were just kind of hanging out. And, you know, you pick up on things as you're out there watching everybody play around you. She did make it to the final. You know, it was that final that we will never talk about ever again. But I do think that she's probably learned a lot and is coming into this season. Probably not with like a million friends, if even any friends. There's nobody here that I'm saying like, oh, there's Justine's natural number one. But just a, I think, great social game and great ability to do well in any format.
Yeah, I think it's going to work in her favor almost that she doesn't have a natural pair. That means she could be picked up by a big alliance super easily. And sure, she'll be more expendable. Is that the right word? Expendable to that alliance. But I think she has a chance here. I really do. I can't wait for her to go up first and maybe prove completely wrong.
I think Justine is super strong. I think she does good confessionals. I think that basically any, what are they calling them again? All-stars or whatever of the MTV cast members, she'll be just fine. I think that she is a very balanced competitor. So I think that, and like, even if she has not learned from her first time, then there's someone who probably has like 18 seasons worth of experience that will be helping her as a partner. So I think that she will be just fine on the politics side and is really good in the challenges.
Yeah. Love it. Love that Justine is back. So we'll see how all that goes for her. Unless anyone has anything else on Justine, it is up to me. And I'm going to stick or go back to the international well, take another international champion here, which is going to end up being another man and some man candy. I'm taking Tristan off the board. And not just because he's very nice to look at, but he won. So UK winner. That's my basis. Yeah. That's it. That's all I got.
Are you just going to pick every person on the board whose name starts with T, or is that a?
I think we're all out.
You took them all. Puya got Theo.
Yeah, Puya did take Theo from me.
I stole one away.
You know, it's only six episodes, so who knows? But I have seen a season of the challenge that Tristan wins, and I don't feel like it was that interesting for Tristan. I don't feel like there were a ton of confessionals there. I don't really have a sense of his personality. And again, that could be because it's six episodes. I think that he is great competitively and could be like a sleeper pick if he ends up with the right partner. I'm just not quite sure of his confessional ability yet.
If anything, for me, it's really just I think he could go far. He's from the UK. So there's that.
Fair enough.
So, but I think we're the only UK viewers so far, so we can keep on moving.
All right. Let me go ahead and take the other UK winner. I'm going to take Kaz off the board. I want someone who is, again, in one of these exes dynamics. So now that she and Theo are reunited here on this show, she was with him also. I'm sure that we'll hear about the whole eye injury. I believe she was with him through the majority of that. So I'm sure that she'll talk about what that was like a little bit as well. And she's super competitive. I think she's interesting enough. So I'm happy to take Kaz here.
Kaz has also been in the news lately.
I saw something. Say more.
Like, yes, she has.
She was recently arrested in Dubai on a layover to, I think, Thailand, because a video had surfaced from a couple years ago on a previous visit to Dubai of her allegedly partaking in some partying that involves illegal substances.
Okay. Consuming a certain substance nostrally.
Okay.
Kaz so Bear? Oh my god. So her name was flagged, and even though she wasn't like entering Dubai proper, it was just the airport, her name was tagged, and she was in prison in Dubai for a couple of days, a couple of weeks or something like that. She is now back in the UK, I believe, but pretty tough go for Kaz in her personal life last month or so.
Yeah, not ideal. So, did not know, Scally but...
the problematic faves.
Oh my god, Liguori. Let's see where your next pick goes.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
You are not one to talk here when it comes to problematic faves.
So yeah, I don't know. I feel fine with Kaz anyway, but,
no, that's a good pick. A champion from the UK. That sounds like a great philosophy to make a pick. I just did that. So, I think I enjoyed Kaz on the season. I don't think she stood out in some kind of like exceptional personality type of way. Like you said, it was, a lot of the women on that season kind of just didn't shine in the way that some of the men did. But maybe she will hear.
Yeah. I agree. I don't even think that, I think that there's like one standout from the UK, confessional wise, even like across the season, but, maybe we'll see.
Cool.
Ooh.
I think that Kaz was like good enough. I think that we've seen on Love Island, she was like a good enough personality as well. So I'm happy with Kaz.
All right. Who you got next?
All right, I'm going to stick on the international side of the board. I'm going to take not a winner. I'm going to take Grant off the board.
All right. Grant Crap. You can't just give his first name. You got to give him his full name. Grant Crap.
That's his last name.
Yeah.
I would have taken my spouse's last name. I am very much in the philosophy, like, whoever has the cooler last name should have the name be taken.
I support it.
And Grant, there's no amount of toxic masculinity that should keep you having that name.
Yeah, Grant was aligned with the, you could say, toxic masculinity side of the house on AU.
God, they were so toxic. And he was rude to my Brooke,
he was rude. Yeah.
He was so rude to her.
He was not ultimately the legitimately problematic person on the season, but was friends with them. I don't know how like their current day status, but so maybe he has disowned since. But Grant,
you sound
also,
like you're his attorney.
Maybe because I'm going to talk about someone else.
Ooh, go on.
So Grant, also a Love Islander. Love Island Australia season one, I believe. Mm-hmm. So, and did I thought that he did stand out as a good confessionalist on Australia, and gets like a little pissy when he's on the bottom. So I could see like them going to him a lot, whether he is doing well or not.
Yeah, he went into a lot of eliminations, yes. And he was not happy anytime that he had to go down there, as you would understand.
Yeah, I believe he won, like, a good number, if not, like, half the eliminations of the season.
Yeah, so. But, like, in case anybody didn't watch and is not planning to watch, the one where he does not win is he, like, goes in there and with – I don't remember who he got eliminated with, but him and his partner had, like, gone into so many throughout the season, and they were so confident going in, and they lost.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
You love to see it.
Yeah.
Quick question. What are the odds that anyone on this cast would have seen the international seasons or done
almost
the research?
Zero, right?
Yeah,
zero.
It feels low considering they just came out.
Right. And they wouldn't have had like screeners.
Yeah.
So okay.
I doubt it.
Yeah, definitely not for that. I mean, they saw the USA season for sure. Because mm-hmm. that aired in the summertime and this filmed a couple months ago. So
I think that could be a good point, though, because like when Grant goes in and he says like, oh, the winners of our season, you got to look out for them. And potentially some of the MTV people start targeting the winners of the international. Maybe Grant doesn't have that same target on his back.
Yeah. Only who one knows? Way to find out. All right. So Grant is off the board. I'm up next.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to take Sarah. Haley, you're up next.
Oh, no.
All right, no, no, don't yada yada your pick. Tell us more.
Sorry, my headphones must be cutting out again. Oh, Haley, sure. I think
I'll talk about Sarah for you. So Sarah won. It was an interesting circumstance of which I did not watch. So again, I'll have to say allegedly because I do not need to get sued over this. She will have confessionals, and they will, and I mean this, annoy the hell out of me.
You're not alone.
I just get so frustrated with her as a character for like a variety of reasons, but if we want to just stick to the show, it's because she's so like self-important and she thinks she can make any move without ramifications. But if anyone did what she does to them, it's like the world is ending. Like, mm-hmm. she is very, I guess like entitled to thinking she deserves to win whatever she puts her mind to.
Yeah, super incredulous, has this confidence that I'll dominate anything, yet didn't win jack until like the end. So
when everyone had already quit
by default.
Yeah, literally by default. So stop it. But no, you're not wrong. I mean, one of the two winners of the Challenge USA, and probably someone who's going to get a lot of confessional, someone who's going to talk about the strategic side, the politics side, and try and like ingratiate. Now, how well will Sarah blend in with people? That's
she
what
won't.
I'm...
She won't?
No, I don't think so. I guess she's pretty good at, you know what? Maybe she would. She is pretty good at like politicking in person and then taking her bad personality to confessionals. But I feel like the legends are not going to have the patience for her BS.
Well, that's the big gamble here for Matt, because so, I do think that, yeah, Sarah's someone who, again, has proven, you know, regardless of how I feel about her, to be very good socially, to be very good, you know, to bring people to her side, to ingratiate herself with other people. But this is a different season. This is a season like we've seen Sarah do well on casts where, yeah, I mean, Challenge USA was a mixed seasons of Survivor, Big Brother, Love Island, Amazing Race, but they were all under the CBS umbrella. This is not the same situation. Sarah knows like three or four people coming into this from the CBS side of things. There's a lot of other people. How are you going to do with them now? Mm-hmm. That's the question for me.
Yeah, I think if she ends up with the right partner, she can be good. But I think that like a Bananas, a Wes, like many of these names are going to know she won USA and she won Survivor. And I feel like, look at how they look at just any person that comes from Big Brother or Survivor on the MTV show. Yeah. Definitely.
They love bodying. They love taking out those players to be like, yeah, you know what? We reign supreme around here.
It's just an initial red flag for them. So that target definitely will be on her back. But at the same time, like we've talked about, she's the biggest delta between like extremely insufferable on the show and somehow like the best social game in person. So people that are there tend to like love her. I never get it, but it's something that happens. So, you know, Ligori can take his problematic pick and we'll see how it goes.
You know, I just really appreciate that you didn't say problematic fave and try to put that on me. So I really appreciate you having my back on that one.
Two out of two drafts.
I can't, you know, we're going into, I don't know what round we're in at this point, but I can't leave Sarah Lucina on the board. She's too strong, physically intimidating in a challenge season that I can't imagine her. I almost can't imagine her being eliminated from the game at this point. I feel like she is almost a lock for the final. She just is too strong. She's too physically imposing and good at a lot of these different elimination types of challenges, daily types of challenges. And I'm just like looking around at like all the different possibilities of who could be her partner. And there's almost no bad answer of like who she could be paired with that they won't be like such an unstoppable team. Like Sarah and this is funny if it's Sarah and Bananas or Sarah and Jordan again. Sorry to the better Sarah that's at home watching this season, but that would just be funny. So either of those teams would be insane. Sarah and Wes, Sarah and Theo, like Darrell, like any of these teams, yeah. I think she would, you know, she's going to have a good partner and it's just going to be hard to get rid of her, even if you're not vibing with her in the game. So, yeah. That's it.
I am excited to see Sarah in elimination against, let's say, Emily or against like Casey or Naya. Like, I think that there are people here who can give her a good run in elimination. So I'm hoping we get to see that.
oh my God, Sarah versus Nia Hallpearl. Like, let's do it. Please. Okay. Haley, you're up.
I'm starting to get to a point where I don't care about them anymore. give me Emily. I think, gosh, was she interesting on Australia? No. Did she get a lot of confessionals? Yes. I feel like she's another person who's like, well, I deserve to win. She's very like Sarah-esque in that way. Also, she is an Olympian, so we are going to get many I was an Olympian confessionals.
Mm-hmm. So Emily was on the same side of the house as Grant. Definitely a very sore loser. Like, why can't anyone go into elimination except for me? I've already done one. It's like, okay. Emily is the one who I know has stuck by Ryan, who was problematic on.
Ooh, hate that for her.
What happened was Ryan, it was edited down into he like had like a blow up on the house. It does seem that he was threatening the lives of other cast members, did go on a homophobic rant against cast members. And then half the cast threatened to quit over his involvement. Emily saw that and said, let me date that person in the future.
Date.
So, yep, Emily and Ryan are currently dating, no, to my knowledge. So,
right. Haley's problematic fave on the board.
No. Cool.
So, yeah, I was not picking Emily off this board.
No.
But, again, like, she will be incredulous if anyone goes against her. She will be getting confessionals for that purpose. So, you might get points, but
she's not my favorite.
But at what cost?
Yep.
She, like, I was surprised to see her get eliminated. Just the vibe that she gave off of it was very similar to Sarah Lucina. It would have been as surprising to me as seeing Sarah go in that kind of elimination spot. So they, you know, being back to back here, I think is very funny, very interesting. But I actually didn't know about any of the stuff that Scally just said as regarding her relationship to Ryan. So that's definitely disappointing.
Like, I read on Twitter and Reddit, so could have been, you know, multiple users being wrong, but seems to be the case.
Nobody online is ever wrong. No. So, yeah, I don't have, I mean, she was definitely up. If she had gotten back to me, I could have seen myself taking her. So, Haley, even though she's problematic, there's some solidarity in that. I would have done the same.
I will say, now that all the AU members are off the board as well, AU did make a great argument for the physical eliminations being still a thing on the challenge. Some really good eliminations on AU, I thought.
Mm-hmm. All right, Puya, back to back.
Nice. All right, let's do this one more time. Okay, quick question. Mm-hmm. The four from Challenge Argentina, who won those seasons?
Don't know.
Who won that season?
That I don't know.
We don't know. Yeah, we don't know.
It's TBA on the Wikipedia
page. Interesting. Okay, well, let me not go there. oh God. Okay. Well, I feel like this was the round where everyone picked a problematic pick.
Go for it. Please join
let
us.
Let me hop on the problematic pick train here, if I will. I don't like this guy. I've been on record not liking this guy.
Ooh.
But I'm going to pick Nelson. Because for whatever reason, this man is always on. And for whatever reason, I see plenty confessionals from this guy. So I'm going to pick Nelson.
I'm so happy.
I don't like that we're here, Scally. But once everyone went problematic, I'm like, you know what? Am I about to jump on the train? Yes. Fine. All right. Nelson, it is for me. And like, let me be clear. I know that he's not – I don't think he's really a problem, but he's my problem.
I would say that Kiki is the only innocent on your team at the moment. So
okay, I'm okay with that.
I don't know about Kiki's history outside of the challenge.
Yeah, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
But the other three are doing some bad work on your team.
Nelson's definitely at the top of like the tier that we're up to though for this point, because he is such a goofy little confessional man. Like, they love to go to him to let him say, you know, a word or two wrong, and just have this big smile on his face as he's, you know, going through, you know, he finally broke the curse of the daily challenges. So he's got that off of his back. And now, you know, anything beyond that is probably just going to give him, you know, a great deal of excitement. So he was certainly high up of my next couple of picks. I would have definitely taken him maybe if he had fallen back to me, even in the next pick. So, yeah.
Yeah. he will say anything they tell him to say. He loves repeating like his old like one-liners. Nelson is someone that's going to get a ton of confessionals, so I agree it was a good pick, especially for Puya to be able to get his fave.
Oh, Puya, I'm so happy for you.
No, we're not doing that. All right. Okay, am I going next?
You are.
Is that it? That's where we are?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, despite not knowing potentially what the results of Challenge Argentina are, I think I'm just going to take one off the board here because why not? Going based off how they present in their photos, because we do not know any results here, I'm going to let me do a cheeky little dip in here and pick up Claudia for my team.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Claudia here. Again, not knowing isn't great, but also I'm looking for confessionals here. And I feel like, you know, Argentina being the one franchise here that's non-English speaking, I think they're going to going to definitely put these four in confessionals. Now, again, huge gamble, but this was the 17th pick. And a little frisky. Let's gamble. Why not?
So my only concern is I've seen how the challenge usually treats contestants whose English is not their first language, being a turbo, being, let's say, oh God, what were their names from this past season?
What?
Oh no. Oh, the you're talking about, oh my God. I can't pick it up. I can't pick it up.
The supervillains from a Will Ferrell movie.
Them. You have another one.
Okay, so them.
I know them as the guy and the girl from The Mole Germany.
Kim, and also Kim.
Kim and Colleen.
Kim and Claudine. Oh, yes,
there we go.
Claudine.
What was her name?
Colleen.
Colleen.
Or Colleen.
Scally.
I watched 8 months of that show. Stop it.
You should know. There should be no excuse for you. We can get away with it.
I don't feel like they do give confessionals to people whose English is not their first language. And I feel like that is a mistake. I think that they think that they can get away with, like, characterizing them, like, in a few simple confessionals. And I don't always think that works, as the example shows of Kim and Colleen. So I am worried about the Challenge Argentina cast members, but I think that it would be a mistake not to use them well.
Yeah, Logan and Emmanuel come to mind as well from
true
from last season. Well, not last season, the season before, that they were both, you know, English wasn't their first language, and they certainly got confessionals, but they went very deep into the game and their numbers were not very high.
But do you remember how many confessionals Emmy got?
Probably a lot.
Yeah, yes. I would say Emmy got a lot.
She even got a feature song.
That's true. Yeah. And Emmanuel did purposefully like hide his strategy from production and stuff like that. So
He hit it in the shower with Tori.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. So I would almost like throw him away as a data point, but Logan, I do agree. I think that they're not the best, but I'm hoping for better moving forward.
All right. Fingers crossed.
I got nothing on pretty much anybody in the Argentina cast. So Claudia's off the board and Haley.
Ooh, okay. There are some options here.
Yeah.
Has Naya been taken?
No.
I'll take Naya.
There we go.
Naya Moore. Yeah, the only one left of that trio that we had drafted, you know, six rounds ago, Jordan, Tori, Naya. If this story plays out in the way that you would expect that MTV and Paramount Plus is going to want it to, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I feel like she might not have the heart to do this. Like, at the end of All Stars 3, she just did not want to be there. It didn't seem like she tried very hard at the final. Like, poor girly. But hopefully if Jordan sticks around, like, she will have the gumption, because that's what seemed to do her in last season.
So I talked about this on All Stars 3. I feel like even though Jordan and Naya were brought in like as this big story, we didn't get that much of it on the season. I don't know if maybe they're just saving it for Worlds. I know that she also was supposed to be on the Challenge 38, but was pulled minute for medical reasons.
Was she Jordan's ride or die?
Yes. Yikes. So that was supposed to be the case. So it does seem like they like Naya now. I do think that she's pretty competitive. But I just need to see if they will use her as she should be used in confessionals, because I don't feel like they did so on All-Stars 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, All-Stars 3 was a rebuild for her as a person, sure. and you know, getting her story and her, you know, character back put together in a way that was like digestible to Challenge fans. And now I don't exactly know what the next step of the story is, if it's just, you know, more with Jordan, or if it can be branched out to be, you know, I'm back here competing and I want to do well and you know, make a name for myself and get a win. But certainly, you know, a big enough personality that she should get airtime.
There you go.
All right, I'm up next, and this is tough to decide where to go, but I think I'm going to take am I missing somebody? The last remaining champion as far as these world tournaments go, and take Danny.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Sorry if I'm missing any other champions around here from the world championship tournaments, but
I mean, it depends how Argentina shakes, though.
True. I had not had them in mind, but just going off of the, you know, the champions are probably going to have some screen time here. And I picked Danny first overall in the USA draft because I thought that he is somebody who, especially in that cast, but just in general, I think he is super strong, super built for this kind of, you know, for what the challenges have to offer. I'm very interested to see how he interacts with the Bananas West Jordan kind of, you know, group that you will imagine is going to be still at the center or the core of the house, whoever is part of that group this season. I don't know where he's going to fit into there, but I think he is the most social person that I am just hopeful that he will find himself a spot. And even if he's not like the biggest personality, confessional wise, I think that him sticking around hopefully long into the game will help me out.
Yeah, look at you taking like all the most recent champions on your board, every single one of them. But I think Danny for me is one of, if not the most hurt by changing this from like a do well to a confessional draft. I mean, we saw again, like Tristan, we saw a season that he won, and I don't really feel like we got a whole lot of him. It was one confessional, an episode pretty much of like My Wife Kiki.
I was going to say, and it was the same confessional every episode.
Copy paste.
And being that there is literally a Kiki on the season, I think you probably get that one confessional of like, wait
Kiki,
a minute.
This Kiki is not like my Kiki. My Kiki would never.
Whatever. I think it gets a little confusing for the audience to be like, Kiki, not my Kiki. This, okay, not this Kiki, but the other Kiki, like, I love her. And it's like, okay, like, I don't know if that works anymore. So I think it's a little confusing.
It's got
to
happen.
Can't go back
still.
To the shtick. So I don't know what else Danny has if not that.
I think he's got a great social game, and that's what I'm really, again, that's what I'm banking on. I'm hoping that he will make some friends, even if like, I mean, coming into this, it's gonna, you know, you have to imagine that the USA 4 and the UK 4 and all of the 4s are going to kind of be natural allies for each other. So I really hate the fact that he has to come in working with Sarah and Ben. But I'm hoping that, you know, maybe he has a partner like a John A that will have, you know, connections and whatnot to bring him in deeper. So
yeah, possible.
We'll see. Okay. Danny off the board, Scally with back to back, right?
That is true. All right. I am going to go with who I thought was the standout confessionalist from the UK. Give me Nathan.
Nathan for you.
Very happy with that. I love Nathan, have for a long time. I did binge a large portion of Jordy Shore back in the day.
No.
Highly recommend, but not continuing. It drops off pretty hard all at once. But Nathan is fun, so I was familiar with him going into his season. I don't know if Nathan is the most competitive on the board, but a super fun personality. I think outperformed his expectations, and I'm hoping he does the same here on this season, but just like super fun. I can see, no matter like how he does, him getting a decent number of confessionals.
Scally, help me find one other queer person besides Nathan. I'm not finding anyone.
Ooh, that's a tall order on a challenge cast these days.
Okay, well, it's not on All Stars 4. Oh, Casey's here. Thank you. It's not on All Stars 4. All Stars 4 has a lot of representation there, but I was looking up and down the list. I did not, you know, yeah. Okay, Nathan,
I
Casey.
I cannot claim to know the sexualities of every international cast member.
Yeah.
There may be some bisexuals on the cast, so that's possible. But as far as people that we saw commingling in the house, none stand out to me.
Mm. Yeah, Nathan was fun. He was, wasn't he like very close to winning?
He was. I mean,
or was it no? The women's side was
placement.
Was very close.
In placement.
Yeah,
maybe not in time.
I was confusing the women's side because that was like literally a minute apart. So that was
one
crazy.
Minute apart.
Yeah,
it's true.
Nathan, all right. Probably move on.
Yeah, we can move on. I'm gonna go back to the MTV side of things, and I'm gonna take Amber off the board.
Great pick here.
So this is a tricky one.
Hmm.
This is a tricky one. Do I have to say why, or should?
Oh, are you worried that she is going to be pulled from the cast?
I am extremely worried that she is not going to make it the whole season.
I just don't understand why they don't do a pregnancy test. Like, I don't get it. It makes no sense to me. Everyone, just pee on a stick. Why not? Like, why are we not doing pregnancy? Why are we not doing pregnancy tests?
Yeah.
Can anyone answer me that?
not anybody on this call.
If she happens to be medevaced because she is pregnant, that is like the 75th woman to like be pregnant on a season of the challenge.
No, but like the problem is, well, besides the obvious problem that, yeah, they're not pregnancy testing anyone. My reservation here is that Amber, when she announced that she was pregnant, did seem relatively far along into that journey. And the timeline of it all, when they were filming of it all, you know, not to get too meta here, but I would be so surprised if she makes it the whole season.
Yeah.
Honestly, we had Melissa run the final in the Arctic without them ever discovering that she was pregnant, so might happen here.
Yeah, you know how I said great pick earlier? I'm going to keep it a stack. I forgot about the pregnancy.
Go ahead.
I didn't. I was like, oh, Amber, she's probably like not the best confessionaler. Also, she's probably gonna get pulled because she's pregnant. Yeah. Like, I was like, so, yeah, that's happening.
Yeah. So if let's go with the, let's say the pregnancy doesn't become a medevac factor here and that doesn't happen and that everything goes smoothly. The reason why I thought this is a good pick at this point in the bottom third of the picks is that Amber's someone who we're still gonna hear from for like being not in the you know, big circle, being the underdog, being in an elimination and doing decently enough to survive, hopefully. So all of that is a good thing you can get at the 21st pick overall, but if you get pulled after episode 4, bad news bears. So
sure, definitely it'll be bad news bears, but again, we had Melissa run the literal final in the Arctic without them ever figuring it out. We had Casey making it halfway through the season without them figuring it out. And I'm not rooting for that. I'm not saying let's clarify. Casey Cooper.
Yes.
Casey Cooper. yeah. So I think that it is not a like guarantee in my head that she gets pulled. I don't usually keep track of the timelines as well because I don't like for when someone pops up on social media for me to be like, oh, well, I guess they're not filming now. So I ignore that as much as possible. So I didn't know the exact timeline of it, but it's possible regardless. I think that if Amber were to stick around, has the possibility of a lot of confessionals. And at this point in the draft, that's better than what I'm looking at.
I love Amber confessionals. I love Amber in general. And I love when, even like Puya said, like when she's not in the majority, like that is her confessional. That is her story. That is her time to jump on screen and say, this is what I'm doing because no one wants to play with me. No one wants to talk to me. And maybe that's getting a little tired to some people. I know it's getting tired to the other challengers who are like going on interviews saying, it's so annoying that Amber keeps saying we don't want to be her friend. We want to be her friend, but then she still keeps saying we don't want to be her friend. And she's trying to work with the rookies to you know, do the opposite of what we're trying to do. So it's just really hard to ever work with her. All of that aside, I love her in confessional. I think she is really good in there. So for whether she's there the whole way through or, you know, maybe not, I do think that they will use her as much as possible because I think that they probably agree that she's good in there. They I think, use her a lot more than I ever would have expected.
Mm-hmm.
So Amber off the board. Was that 2 picks for you?
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm up again. Ah,
you're up.
I was not ready. okay, well, so for this particular pick, there's nobody left outside of MTV that I'm looking at right now.
Ooh.
So I'm narrowing it down to a MTV quote-unquote legend, of which there's still a good amount of names here. This is tough. This is very tough. I think I'm going to go with another woman on my team, and I'm going to take Kellyanne.
Ooh.
Which is so, my brain doesn't like allow me to want to take Kellyanne when like this is a draft and everything within me is like, Casey's still on the board. It's a draft. but no, this is about confessionals. And I do think Kellyanne can deliver the best whining confessional, that you've ever seen, you know, just upset, complaining, you know, mad at herself, mad at the house, mad at this, mad at that. And that's usually good TV. So, they will usually use her for that kind of stuff. And it just feels right.
Yeah, I can't stand her, so I didn't want her on my team.
I don't know. I am a little worried about Kellyanne. I don't know how she's going to do. I mean, she and Wes reconnected on All Stars 3, so that was interesting to see, but I don't think that we need to get that storyline like brought back up necessarily, so that's one like strike against her. I don't know that she is the most interesting. She's like a fine confessionalist, but I'm a little worried for her again against the field here. I think that the women's side, is she the weakest on the women's side? Question mark?
I'm going to say no.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
We also don't know, you know, full capabilities of like, well, we certainly don't know the Argentina. I mean, she's not like, she's probably bottom five, but.
Yeah. I mean, and especially I'm looking at the MTV personalities, so I'm just not sure how she'll stack up. I also don't know, like, where she fits in alliance-wise, so I'm a little worried for her. Yeah, she's a fine pick here. I think we're down to, like, basically, you know, bottom tier.
Yeah, we're getting close to the end here. Like, there's like, what do we want from ourselves?
I'm very surprised Kellyanne's here. You know, in the first place. I know we dipped into the All-Stars
like
pool
here, but at the end, or like here on this season.
Here in the season.
Okay. Cool. Cool. Cool.
Yeah. No, I didn't think she should have been like the first pick off the board.
Okay.
but just here in the season, I know they picked into the All-Stars pool to put some people on here, but. I don't know. There's so many other names they could have gone with. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that they invited. I, you know, at this point, I'd rather they invite Kellyanne for her like every once in a while than invite Anissa and Nani every single season.
Mm-hmm. Well, that.
I think I would have been a little annoyed if either of them were here, which sounds terrible, but I would have been a little annoyed.
Yeah. Let's hope they don't show up on seasons they don't belong on in the near future.
Yeah, no.
What's that supposed to mean?
Maybe USA 2 casting rumors.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So we get a nice little break here just for them to bounce right back in our faces when nobody asked for them.
we'll see.
All right. That's it on Kellyanne. And then back to Haley.
No. Okay. So what are we doing here? I mean, give me Jarrell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This was the pick that I debated.
I mean, he will get confessionals. He won't get a lot, nor do I think he's going to make it super far. But I mean, with what we have going on, I think he's my best option by far.
Yeah. I think that he is like a tier above everyone else on this board.
Yeah. And it's definitely good. A concern if he's going to be able to do well. Like you said, Haley, I don't know, you know, this is a very stacked cast, and of the All-Stars that are here, like, you know, there's some that I feel okay about going far, and there's some that I'm just like, I don't want to watch you go home first, Darrell, but like, oh.
Ooh. Liguori acts like Darrell is falling apart at the seams.
Yeah, I mean.
This is so disrespectful to Darrell.
Okay, but like, show me the recent success he's had.
I mean, like, probably should have won All-Stars 2.
Two or one?
Two.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
He and Janelle have had quite a lot to say about the safe that did not work.
About what?
the revisiting All Stars 2 drama, supposedly the safes at the end of that final, which determined the winner, were broken for almost everyone. And maybe some people were allowed to go when theirs was broken and some people were not allowed to go.
Okay, so production's not even on his side. Then how is he going to win a damn challenge?
So we'll see. But yeah, I think that Durrell, like, look, I had one showing in All Stars 3, but I'm still pretty high on Durrell in general, and I feel like maybe a little low in the draft for Durrell.
Okay. Puya.
Yes. Oh, is it my turn? Damn. All right. Next, last two picks for me here. Okay. So, in the interim of us making the picks here, in between my two picks, I did do a little research, and by that I mean I just put the names of the Argentinian players onto Google and then looked at their follower count on Instagram. And I feel like someone with a 1.7 million followers is simply going to get camera time because you want to try and you know, get that sweet, sweet engagement on the internet if you're the challenge. So I'm going to pick – I don't know how to pronounce her nickname, but it's Sophia.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce her nickname.
Me either. It is spelled J-U-J-U-Y, if anybody wants to take a crack at it.
I did earlier look up the pronunciation, and I believe, and I'm so sorry, I am not a native Spanish speaker. I think it's like Jujuy.
Ooh, let me zhuzh it up with some Jujuy.
And I do believe it is a region in Argentina.
Ah, cool.
Let me do a quick listen. Give me one moment. I found a video.
So
if that's it, she went up on my board.
My only counterpoint to that is that there was a woman on this show a couple seasons ago named Tatcha, and she had a lot of followers worldwide. And well, maybe it's because she went home early, but like I don't remember her being like all over my screen.
No, it's possible. I mean, with what we're left with, I don't think it's bad reasoning.
No, certainly
at
not.
All.
Yeah, I'm grasping at straws here at this point.
Actually, maybe you should have picked the one with like five less followers. No, I'm just kidding.
So I think I have, I've picked both the highest follower count and the least follower count of the four.
Who has the least followers?
Claudia.
How many followers?
230K? I didn't know
nothing
the K was
nothing
coming.
To slouch out. Nothing to slouch out. 243K. Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see how that plays out. Now, real quick, I've heard y'all mention a purge a couple times during this draft. Can you speak on that a little bit?
So it's not confirmed in my head. So my thinking, though, is that I believe that all of the contestants from the different world competitions will be paired with an MTV competitor. Mm-hmm. And being that there are only 14 of them and that there are 16 of the MVP/winners from the different world competitions, that in my mind means that we'll be losing two of them so that there are enough people from MTV to be paired with.
So all of the people who earned their spot on this particular season would potentially be in jeopardy of going home before the season actually
that
gets
is
underway.
Disgusting. That surely cannot be a thing, right? Like, that is wild.
Have you
unless
seen the
they're
going
to bring out two surprise, you know, challenge MB or legends to pair up with them, and they for some reason haven't like released the names. But like, who else would that be? Like, all the big names that they
right.
I don't think Kara is coming.
It would be spoiled at this point. Yeah. Like, we would know it. It would be on Vevmo, and it's not.
Okay,
so.
Gotcha. All right, I have one more question. I promise this is the last of my questions.
Sure.
I've not seen this person's season, so I don't want to just pick him without knowing. Can you speak on Yes a little bit?
He's terrible. Okay. He's awful.
Ooh.
He's
going to get
him
no
and,
confessionals.
Confusingly
Ooh.
Enough, him and Wes have like a rivalry.
They
but
do.
Yeah, Yes.
They have very similar names.
Okay, wait. Yes. All of those oohs, like I was kidding. Like I'm trying to make Puya not pick him. I don't dislike
him. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, like he won. Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert. He won the first All Stars. He is just not an entertaining competitor.
Yeah.
Or not an entertaining confessionalist, should I say.
A super nice guy. I would say is similar to like I would almost say that you'd expect him to come from like a Ninja Warrior background, like that type of show, because he's really good at a lot of the, like climbing and like physical stuff. He is a little smaller, so I'm not expecting him to like run over Theo in a hall brawl. But he does have the built-in rivalry with Wes, which is a little out of nowhere, but it is there.
Yeah, give me yes. Yes. I will take yes. All right. You had me at Wes.
There we go.
It's the concern that I have for yes is his relationship with some of the other All-Star people. He went home in an elimination to Wes, I believe, right? On that most recent season of All-Stars that he was on, he was feeling very confident, you know, just being a champion and being in the challenge space after his win in that first season. So, you know, it was a hard fall for him. And he even says in the YouTube preview, he was like, that was really hard. Like going home in that spot in that way was really hard, but he's like, but I'm back. I'm going to try to figure this out again. But at the very least, you know, he's another champion that is here, somebody who has won a challenge, and certainly has, every capability in every single type of daily challenge and elimination that you would want. So as long as he can kind of like tone down the, you know, feeling like he belongs here and, you know, deserves to be here kind of aspect that he was kind of showing in All Stars 3, and maybe just kind of like chill and be with the group and be like, all right, I'm going to work with you, Wes. Then maybe, you know, that'll help him do well and go farther, but, he's perfectly fine at confessionals.
That is true that, the elimination he went home in, and something that he could run up against is any elimination in which there is audience participation will not be on his side. I do not believe, which is a big frustration on my side, but yeah, definitely could screw him over.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's all I really have there for yes. I think it'll be fun to see him on this season and competing with, you know, the best of the best that they're bringing out for here. And
the yes of the yes.
Ooh. but yeah, there we go. Puya's right. Done. Picks are all locked in.
We
on the board.
All right. Haley.
Okay. Well, let me just do it to you. Come on, Casey, join our team.
I was hoping. It wasn't happening, but yeah. I mean, the thing is that, like, sure, Casey might average 0.5 confessionals an episode, but when she makes it all 10 episodes, you lock in those 5 confessionals.
Yeah, it's like the devil I barely know or the devil I don't know, and I'm going to go with the devil I barely know.
That's fair.
Yeah, you just wiped off. Actually, no, I was going to say, I already picked Kellyanne. I thought I was going to have an entire team of winners, but I already ruined that for myself. Otherwise, hey. I certainly would have taken Casey in the spot.
There's one on the board still.
Also, has Kellyanne won?
No, that's why I just said I ruined it for myself before. yeah, the thoughts came out all in one stream. Puya, who's still on the board that won?
Did it? Zara win?
No.
There is a winner of Argentina on the board. We just don't know which one it is.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's true.
But no, Kaz won UK.
Yes.
Then why? Okay, this is a lying article that I've got open. Ooh.
Also, Ben won Survivor. Maybe I should pick
that
him.
Is true.
No. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Funny thing, this article has Kaz as a finalist and Zara as the winner.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I'm going to tell you right now, I watched it and that didn't happen.
Well, this was posted. Oh, this is from 18th of October.
Oh, look. Maybe it was from their respective shows. But
maybe. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. I don't know.
As far as Casey goes, very interesting to have Casey here without Nani. I am not surprised that Nani is not here because of the fact that she is not a champion. But obviously, that's also not a qualification to be here. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I just am surprised to see one of them filming something without the other is really what it comes down to.
That's interesting. How do you think that Casey and Banana's relationship will be?
Pretty tight.
You think so? That's what I was wondering, because I feel like had Bananas, let's say, shown up on a random season without Nani as his first return, I don't feel like it goes well for him in the Vacation Alliance. But I do wonder, now that they got that one season under their belt, or at least like half a season in Casey's case, I wonder how that goes for them.
Yeah, I think Bananas, Casey, Tori, and Jordan is like the core of the house, and Bananas probably brings in Wes. If they can all work together, that three-headed ego monster on the men's side, if they can, you know, hold themselves together. And then when you add in, you know, whoever their partners are all going to be, because they're all going to be paired with somebody else, that's now a 10-person group.
It's true.
So Yeah, Casey, certainly somebody that will stick around pretty long unless her brother comes in to help her lose another elimination. Yeah, Haley, if you didn't watch the middle of the season, you missed Kenny Clark going 0-3 in eliminations, then dragging Casey down into her first ever elimination losses.
Wow, I can't believe I've missed that.
Mm-hmm. So that is that. I'm up, right? I'm up.
That's with it.
One more pick here, and I'm going to go with the alternatively named winner of the Challenge UK, according to Puya's article, and I'm going to take that. Yeah, I mean, it was down, I'll just tell you, I had no cards left to show. It was down to, you know, Ben or Zara. I'm just avoiding the Argentina crew because I don't know anything about them, which could be a big mistake, but I'm just going for... an accent and, okay. and not Ben.
Not Ben is a good strategy. I generally agree with, you know, I think Zara's fine. I watched most of UK assuming she had the winner edit. And not that she was getting a ton of content. It just seemed like repeated confessionals. I think they literally used the same confessional multiple times of her being like, I would love to see me and God, what was his name? Win. I was like, okay, I guess they win. But it did Who? Not come to pass. Callum, what was
AJ?
AJ. It was used like three times, literally. So I was like the literal same confessional. They did that a couple of times with confessionals, like replayed them in different episodes. So thought Zara was going to do okay. Not that she had a ton of content, but the fact that she came down to within a minute of Kaz in terms of winning, I think that she's perfectly capable of doing well here. It's just going to depend who she ends up with. I don't know that she's a confessional star, but I don't know that anyone else on the board is anyway either.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what we get in the second to last pick here. So, and then Scally, your final pick here. There's three left on the board. Our two friends from Argentina and our one not friend from USA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is tough because it's really tough. Where I do feel like if Ben lasts a little bit, he has the potential for some confessionals, unfortunately, but I don't think I want to do that anyway. I think I'm going to go with let me go with Rodrigo off the board.
Okay. Anything besides what this man looks like?
No, it's what he looks like.
Yeah. He looks like he gives great confessionals.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems fine. Like, Rodrigo, he is credited as a morning show chef, and Challenge Argentina. So I thought that morning show chef might lead to better confessionals than actors. Feel like it is a more direct translation, for, Benjamin, the other Argentina cast member. So I went for who I thought would more directly translate to confessionals.
Which leaves the final two people that are, I guess we'll give to the audience, Ben and Benjamin. I think he goes by the name Benja, according to the wiki page for Challenge Argentina. So the two Bens are going to go to the audience, and Rodrigo closes out Scally's team there. And Scally, do you want to read back everybody's orders, everybody's teams?
Sure, let's go with Puya's team first as Bananas, Kiki, Theo, Nelson, Claudia, Jujui, and Yes.
All right, Puya, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling decent. Outside of maybe I could have gambled on Casey over Yes, I feel fine overall. Argentina is also a huge gamble, actually, but if they pay dividends, I've got two of them. So that's great. We'll take that. We'll run with it.
Yeah, I had noticed for Argentina, you have two of those cast members. Scally has one. For the UK, Scally and I split them evenly. We both have two each. And then for the Australian,
we each got group, one, right?
We each have one.
Yeah.
And then for USA, I have two of them. Haley has Justine, and nobody has Ben. So, and then, you know, of course, we are all mixed in for the MTV kids. So that's that.
There we go.
What's Haley's team?
Haley's team is Wes, John A, Justine, Emily, Naya, Darrell, and Casey.
Yeah, you're going to try and come here and tell me that I'm not going to pick mostly women, Matt Liguori. Because I'm going to.
You started with a man.
Did end up picking one more man, which...
You picked two men, Haley.
I picked two men. I don't even remember picking a second man. If I'm
Durrell.
Right, I forgot I picked Durrell.
A good pick.
I feel really good about my team, actually.
Yeah?
For the first time ever, I may win.
I'm excited to keep track of this one, just because it's going to be easy to do. Just log on Reddit and get the numbers, so that'll be a lot
they literally
more fun
post
to follow.
A total every week as well, so we don't even have to add them.
And I honestly, I could be just giving the shout out in the wrong place, but I'm almost positive they get those from Will from America. So shout out to Will if he's there still the one providing those stats. So you know we're getting it directly from the same you know RHAP community, not even just from some stranger.
Do believe that Will has done them for the main challenge MTV and also for Challenge USA. I believe that there are other people who also have done them for. UK, Argentina, and Australia. So I don't have their names off the top of my head, but thank you for those as well.
Mm-hmm. Who's my team?
Your team is Tori, Troy, Tristan, Sarah, Danny, Kellyanne, and Zara.
Well, I'm sorry I couldn't keep it in the T's and even the S's, but I did my best. I feel good. This is such a, again, such a different style of drafting. So it's hard to determine, you know, strength of my team, but I'm excited to see how it plays out. So
there we go.
Who's your team?
I have Jordan, Jody, Kaz, Grant, Nathan, Amber, and Rodrigo.
All right.
I feel fine. I'm interested. I feel like I keep feeling good coming out of these drafts and then flopping pretty hard. So we shall see how that goes. But I feel like all these teams look pretty even to me off of the bat.
Yeah. Well, only one way to find out, and that is that we will all or maybe most of us will tune in and watch the Challenge World Championship on Paramount Plus. It is beginning. This podcast will hopefully be up today or tomorrow here at the end of February. So only in about a week and change time on March 8th is the premiere of this. And I believe it's back-to-back episodes. I also saw something about there might be a MTV, like on MTV, a preview, like an hour special like they've done before. For some past seasons. So if that is the thing, then keep an eye out for that. But otherwise, we'll be back to cover the premiere episodes in a couple of weeks. So I'm excited for that. Haley, are you going to be watching right away or are you going to go for the binge?
I don't know. We'll see how I feel. Okay. We'll see. We'll see if I feel some FOMO, but the binge works better for me, I will say.
Okay. Well, you will have to let us know what your thoughts are as you are going, whenever that is. In the meantime, you are in the middle of a Bachelor season, right?
I sure am in the middle of a Bachelor season. So if you want to listen to Bachelor coverage, Bachelor Hap-Ups, you know where to find it. And Top Chef is also coming up. So I'm going to be doing a little bit of double duty for a few weeks. So that should be fun.
Very good. Thanks for joining us yet again. Always a pleasure.
You know, I love to do this. And also, we did it in the afternoon this time, which works way better for me. Usually by the end of these podcasts, I do not speak for the last half an hour because I am like practically asleep.
Yeah, it's a couple hours ahead of your bedtime right now, so that's good.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Puya, what's going on for you in the podcast space or in anywhere?
All right, I've got a couple things going on right now. So 90 Day Fiancé still going on strong, which means I'm talking about it every week over on the Wrap-Ups Network. And Masked Singer just premiered the other day. We're two episodes deep right now. So far, so good. It's actually been a fun season. Myself and Leona do have a good time covering that, so you can check that out. Got another draft I'm about to embark on, the RHAP Survivor 44 draft. I had some choice words for my fellow draftees there. Y'all are a lot nicer and better at this than all of them. So we'll put that there. And then obviously we talked about at the beginning, BB Can made bad decisions, but that I'm still going to be talking about it. So when that comes around, I'll be talking about that. I'm sure I will be trying to keep up with the challenge weekly. I know there's a lot of content coming out in March, but I am a fiend and I will be consuming. And also I will be creating my own content over on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Puya is where you can find me for that.
Awesome. Thanks, Puya, as well, for joining us.
Thanks
for having
me. Pleasure
to get you in for one of these drafts. And good luck on that Survivor one tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're all pulling for you because definitely not rooting for Chappelle.
Who?
Literally. Scally, anything to plug?
Anything I'm doing will be on Twitter at Brian_Scally. I don't know. I don't think anything is immediately coming up off the top of my head, but keep an eye on Twitter.
Okay. I will throw in a plug because I hopped on The Lonely Boys for the season 3 finale, which is going to be coming out on Friday of this upcoming week. So if you are into Gossip Girl and have not yet checked out The Lonely Boys, go check out that podcast with, of course, friend of the podcast, Matt Gagan. And yeah, so that was a lot of fun. And also maybe hopping on a episode of a podcast that I've previously hosted called The Choir Room with my good friend Amon Adwin. And we may have a topic to discuss that Scally may know what that topic is regarding two episodes of Glee. So
pick correctly.
We'll see. Haven't made a decision yet. So reviving that feed for a moment in time here. So if you check that out, go check that out. So thanks again, Puya and Haley, for joining us. Make sure you guys follow all four of us on Twitter if you are not already. Until next time, until this season gets underway, take care, everybody.